Okay, gentlemen, the eighth day of Svirat HaOmer. We're moving ahead. And today is Daf Samach Gimel in Masechet Brachot, Tavshin Samach Hei. We got up to the two dots. Kol Chotmei Brachot Shebimigdash. So the Mishnah says that the Nusach of the Bracha in the Beit HaMikdash was quite lengthy. It was Baruch Ata Hashem Elokei Yisrael Min HaOlam, and then they were Metaken afterwards, it should be Min HaOlam V'Ad HaOlam, Baruch, whatever, Baruch Konein Hadar, and so on. Same thing would be true about the Oneh. The Oneh would not say Amen, the Oneh would say Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuto L'Olam V'Ed. By the way, there's something of a machloket we've shown him whether that was said at the end of the bracha or at the Haskarat Hashem. Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael, especially if there was Haskarat Hashem b'furat. That's why we on Yom Kippur we make such a big deal of Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuto Kishor Yisraelim et Hashem.
We did that when Rav Gordon davened at the Makima and overlooking the Kotel, then we would say after his
rofus. Well, he was a little bit super duper about these things.
So.
You never know.
That's what he said.
I assume he also used the shame on the furash.
Yes, he did.
I thought so.
Not all 42. Not the tetra.
Okay. In any event, why do we go to such an extent, make such a lengthy bracha and aniyah? The fish eino nima min b'mikdash. By halacha, you're not supposed to say amen. It's not just a question of putting something in its way, but the Beit HaMikdash is not a place to say amen. There's all kinds of pshatim why this is true. The Marshal goes into a whole analysis of how Amen is the gematria of both the Shem Adnut and the Shem of Yudke Vavke, and it's supposed to be a chibur, a pikabola, and the Beit HaMikdash, where they have Gilu Ishkina, you're not supposed to make a chibur of a Shemot, and so on. In any event, I mean, the partial explanation is that Amen is an expression. Amen is an expression of something to come. Whereas the Beit HaMikdash is meant to be a place where it's happened. In the Amen, you're expressing your emunah of what will be, which is like looking at the Shekhinah and saying, well, we hope one day you'll be something, you know. So it's not a very polite way to respond. So instead they were metakein to answer Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuto L'Olam Va'ed. Where do we learn all of this from? Shenemar kumu berchu et Hashem Elokechem min ha'olam v'ad ha'olam, which is followed by v'yavarchu shem kvodecha u'meromam al kol bracha u'tehila. So we see that there's two different elements over here. There's the one who's mevorech, berchu et Hashem ha'mevorech, but he's saying berchu et Hashem Elokechem min ha'olam v'ad ha'olam. He's making a whole long bracha, and then it's followed by v'yavarchu shem kvodecha, that should result in a bracha to Baruch Shem Kavod. So that's what we say, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchutcha. Just as the Mevorach said, Min Olam V'Yad Olam, so too we say, L'Olam V'Ed. You might think, Yoko Kol HaBerachot Kulam Tehillah and Tehila Achat, you might think that this long response should be limited to the end of a series of brachot, and let's say the Shemoneh Esrei, you finish the Shemoneh Esrei, Talmud Lomar, Al Kol Bracha Hu Tehila, Al Kol Bracha Hu Bracha, Tein Lo Tehila, so have the response of Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuto on every single bracha. Hitkinu Shei Adam Shoel B'Shlom Chaveiro B'Shem. The next thing the Mishnah spoke about was the Takana that we saw all the way back in the time of Boaz, of using the Shem Hashem to be Mevorech a friend, instead of saying Shalom Aleichem, to say Hashem Imcha. Now, in order to prove this, the Mishnah seems to go on and on and on. I mean, first of all, it brings the Pasuk of Boaz, Vayomer Boaz, Vakotzrim Hashem Imachem. And then it says, and also we find by Gidon, the Malach says, Hashem Imcha Gibor Achayel. And furthermore, it says, Al Tavoz Kizikei Naimecha. And furthermore, what do we need all these people? You brought me a pasuk of Boaz. We see clearly that that was an acceptable behavior. At whatever point it was mitukan, I mean, it's fine, no? No. Because you might have thought that v'chitema Boaz midate benavsheka amar. You might have thought that this was Boaz. Boaz was a sort of pushing the envelope kind of guy himself, as we could tell from the whole story. So Lamaisa, I mean, maybe he's not someone that has a good mocker. Toshma, but note that the Malach, Malach himself, said, Hashem imcha giborachaya. Now, maybe you'll say, but how does that prove that you should be mevorach havero b'shem? That may have been the message to Gidon. The Malach was sent to say, listen here, God is with you, and you're the guy that's got to do the job. Who says that that's begetter shalom aleichem? So v'chitei v'malach v'dika omar li l'gidon, tashma al tavos kizikinei mecha. Bottom line is, don't start questioning what it is that you saw in Boaz. If this is what Boaz did, don't start giving explanations. Well, he did it because you can rely on the ziknei amcha. Furthermore, this is the correct anhag, even though it seems to you to be a bit outrageous, because as it says, Eid la sot la Hashem, heferu toratecha, there are some times that you have to do what appears to be wrong, because it's a time that requires a tikkun for the sake of the Shem Hashem. Omar Rabba Haikra Miresha la Seifa Midrash Miseifa la Resha Midrash. Actually, that pasuk makes sense in both directions, because generally, people read it as Mreshu L'Seifa Midrash, Eisa Sot L'Hashem, that God is finding himself in a time of Hitzorut for Dinim and so on, against Rishaim, My Tam, Mishumei Feiru Torah Techa. But there's another way of looking at it, which is the way we're being Dorishit, which is Mreshu L'Resha, and it would be Nidrash as follows, Hei Feiru Torah Techa, do something which on the surface appears to be a Hafarav Torah, such as over here where we seem to act a little over casually with Shem Hashem, to use it as a casual bracha to a friend. Why do such a thing? Eid la sot la Hashem. It's time to do something for the Shem Hashem, that people should constantly remember the Shem Hashem, and therefore sensing that there would have would have been a rifayon in the Zechiras Hashem at the time, they were attacking this thing.
You say that Reisha L'Seifa is what we would call Poshit Pshat.
Yeah.
And then Seifa L'Reisha is...
In this particular case, yeah. Tanya Hillel HaZaken Omer, Hillel HaZaken points out also, there's no clear-cut, hard and fast rules in Hanhaga, which is basically what this Pasuk is Merames. In other words, you can't just always follow the same type of approach and do what appears to be right on the surface. And sometimes what appears to be right on the surface is wrong. So b'shas amach nisim. Pazer, if it's at a time in which you see that the chachmei hador keep to themselves, they're not really teaching the way they should be. So you take the role, and pazer, you should go out and teach. But b'sha'at ha-mifazrim, if there's other people doing the job, so then kanes, don't, even though you'll say, what do you mean? I can do my share, everybody should do their share. There's also inyanim, everything needs to be measured. And that's an eid la'asot la'ashem. Perhaps there's another type of kvot shamayim, as Rashi puts it. Another kvot shamayim is to act like a mensch. And I'd say everybody's doing their share, like today. Everybody's got a movement. Everybody's got an idea. They think that that's Kveit Shamayim. But sometimes the Kveit Shamayim is to show people that you don't have to do everything. Let other people do a job, and people will learn to respect what you are rather than the fact that you have to run out and do. Okay, so that looks like, in a sense, a Feiru Torah Techa, says Rashi. But that's Eis La'asot La'Hashem. Otherwise, people get the impression that... it's a business, basically. Everybody's got their own little yeshiva, and they're all running their own business. In the end, it's mekalkel shem shamayim. Another thing that has to do with the same element of Eitz Vasos Hashem that the Hillel HaZaken continued. It says, Imra ita dor shatoracha viva alav. If lamaisa, people respond to the Torah that you're teaching, that's the only time pazer. Shneimar, because that's the pazer. Yesh mifazer v'nosaf od. There are people who can spread Torah, and that basically brings additions to the world. But imrahita dosh eina Torah chavivala. You see people that really don't have respect for the Torah. So then, kanes, keep the Torah to yourself. Because spreading the Torah in such a milieu is a bizoyan to the Torah. And therefore, you should be mekayim eight lasot l'Hashem eferot Torah. You say, what do you mean? But there's a mitzvah to teach. I should do as best that I can. I can't control the response. It's not true. Eferot Torah Techa, sometimes it's the Chvayt Shemayim not to be mefarsim divrei Torah.
The first part of Elazokim, when everybody else pazer kanes, is that an attempt to say that so that the generation as a whole should maintain a certain balance?
No, he's just saying that it's important to be an anav as part of the Chvayt Shemayim. Don't measure the Chvayt Shemayim only in the neon lights. Chvayt Shemayim is often learned from the Hanhoga of an individual who Bedafka doesn't show himself. No. I guess to take a look at the Levaya of Reb Shlomo Zalman. Had no institution, no person. It made such a machinic impact on the entire country, and they were writing about it for a week in all of the newspapers. Okay. I remember the articles in Ma'ariv. Who was this guy? Like, more people here at this Levaya than at a Rosh Hashanah. Nobody ever heard. Didn't have an institution. Lived in some tiny little house somewhere.
No file of the Shinbet.
Exactly. Right? I mean, it's an unbelievable thing. So that's also a Kvod Shamayim. The Kvod Shamayim isn't necessarily measured in the politicking and making a big fuss and having what to say about every issue that everybody should come and ask. And so on. It's also, if there's somebody who's taking care of the things that need to be taken care of, you mind your own business. There's other ways that you could be Mekadoshim Shamayim. So beautiful, beautiful Roy Lehillel, obviously. I mean, that's the whole Hillel approach. Is this type of approach. I'll tell you, my Shahaya, Shlomo Zalman, Mamash, and this guy, I didn't even realize I was thinking about the same thing. When I was very doubtful about publishing Divrei Torah. Well, that's a Torah that basically is Mezalzel Divrei Torah, when you want to write something nice. They like their little, silly things. And Lamais, if you write something that people are going to read that are outside of it, it's Lamais of Hazard Divrei Torah. I mean, Reb Shlomo Zalman, I asked Reb Shlomo Zalman, and his answer was very, very, very sad. It was heartbreaking. But he said the Torah is so mezuzal that it's impossible to be mezuzal with more. I finished what he says. It's not shy. This Hanhoga is not shy any longer. There's nothing you can do to make Torah worse. It can only go up. So if there's something intelligent that you can write, so how can it possibly do more harm? it's a beautiful insight, because unfortunately, Darsh Bar Kapora. Bar Kapora, as we know, used to to sell his little ma'amarim for 25 cents. So he said, the type of anhaga that you need is zalat kavutz kenemine. If you find that you have something that has gone down in price, some kind of commodity that's really, it's the bottom has fallen out of the market, buy it up. Because the end result is any commodity is going to find its price again. And the fact that people panicked and the market dropped out, that's exactly the time to buy. Bata de leit gavat taman have gavat. Where there's no man, that's where you should be a man. There's a machalik between this and the Mishnah. I mean, that's the Chareza Mishnah. In the Makom Shein Anashim. That one of them is Begeder Hanhaga, and he's referring to Divrei Torah. And nobody's paskening, nobody's willing to stand up and do what needs to be done. But not in terms of, that's a separate thing, the question of whether you should take a swara on yourself. Omar Abaye is Abaye, but the most important thing to learn out of what Bar Kapora says, don't try to be a giver where there already is a giver. There's no competition in these. What do you mean? Is that nice? Pshita? No? How it would be usher? I mean, if there's somebody there and you're going to go be mora halacha in front of the rav is in the place, or someone who's greater than you, so what's a chayech? I need bar kapor to tell me that. That's mamish mora halacha b'chnei rabo. No, this is called shneim shavim. Tell me, it's two rabbonim. So no. This guy's making a drosha. You see the sign. Well, you want to offer people a better drosha, no? So you put up a sign for the same time. You know, I'll also give a drosha. You know? Exactly. That's his backup. There's no Indian in competition in these issues. Stay out of the way. Donish backup. Zo parashaktana shekogu feitorat luyimbo. The same thing we've been talking about is all part of one sugya, in which things are seldom what they seem, and that you have in Yonim that appear to be correct on Hagazim and not correct on Hagazim. Basically, life is a delicate balance of gray shades, and you have to learn what to do. Let me tell you one on Haga that you should know. Basically, follow this rule, and everything will be okay. And that is, Bechol drachecha de'ehu, as Shlomo HaMelech says, whatever path you're taking, know that all that you're interested in is the Da'at Hashem, v'hu yasher orchotecha. So whatever you're involved in, to be aware, is there something that I can do, something that can be done out of here? And if you're doing something that appears to be wrong, Amar Rav afilu l'dvar avera, even somebody who's going to do a dvar avera, he should know that, okay, at least there should be some shaykhus HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Avera. I mean, look, you know, if you're going to seduce her already, you need Siyata Nishmaya. But for Pashtus, the Pashtus, this is referring to a Dvar Avera, L'Shem Mitzvah. In other words, L'Maisa, the Bali Kabbalah take it, of course, all the way, but no matter where a person is, no matter how bad his personal matzav is, there should always be an Indian of Yedias Hashem in it. But the parshas, you learn that it means, let's say, sometimes you have to make an impact, like Eliyahu needed to make an impact. Okay, so he was makri of Bachutz, even though it's an Isser. It's a Rasha. So I feel it's Vara Vera. Baraj Bar Kapora, another thing that Bar Kapora said, is Lo'olam Yilameda Damet Beno Umanut Nikiya Vekala. Teach your child a clean profession. The art of a clean profession is where you don't have to get involved in lies, robbery, competition, breaking the other people, and so on and so forth. Find something clean and something easy. Mahi, like, what do you mean? You become a bucky in invisible weaving, you know. They used to sell those to invisible weaving. Someone who knows how to stitch before they had machines. Somebody knows how to put rows of stitch. Talmiyut is a Russian of Telem. Telamim. Become an expert tailor. You'll always have customers and the best customers. And don't have to lie. Your job is a good job. It's clean. And guaranteed good income without being driven crazy. Tanya Rebbe Yomir. Lo'olam al yarbe adam re'im b'toch beito. It is not a good idea to have a house full of friends. They always end up making you trouble. Shinema ish re'im, you start off as an ish re'im, lehidro ea, things are going to go bad. They'll turn against you, they'll seduce your wife, they'll ruin your life, they'll keep them out of your house. Tanya Rebbe Omer, al yimane adam apotropos b'toch beito. Yeah, as we know, Maisa here, Mamish and Rova. The guy ran off with a guy's wife, Mamish. Had his chavrusa hanging around the house all day. So a person should never be appoint an apotropos that he should be the guy in charge of his home. Because look, if Potipharah hadn't appointed Yosef as an apotropos in his home, life would have been a lot easier for everybody. So lo ba lo to davar. So what do you need to have strangers? You handle your intimate issues. Tanya Rebbe Omer, Lama nismecha parashat nazir, the parashat sota. Lomar lecha shekol haro'e sota bekiukula, yazir atzmo min hayayin. A person who sees something like that, it's basically something that is shayef to him on some level, as the Baal Shem Tov points out. You don't see anything that doesn't have some connection to you. You don't see it.
Is that the act or when she's being punished? Pilku.
No, when she's punished, where she's, nidvuza. So he should be mazir atzma. Amar Chizki bereid Rebbe Farnach, Amar Rebbe Yochanan, laman nisbecha pashut.
No, in today's age, we see everything through the media, that must tell us something about ourselves that allows us to see so much.
It's interesting, it's a physiological reality. If you take a, you plug a probe into a, the retina, forget about not the retina, I mean the optic nerve, not even the brain of a frog, you'll notice that it doesn't give you any electrical output until there's something like a fly bouncing around. It doesn't see things that aren't nogeid. Literally doesn't see it. No, it has to be moving in a particular way, you know, bouncing in a way that a fly will not. Something that's nogeid the frog. If it's not nogeid the frog, you don't see it. So human beings also don't see what's not nogeid. That's what the Baal Shem Tov says. He doesn't say the thing about the electron. So why is Parshat Sotah also next to the Parsha of Trumot U'Masrot? What does one have to do with the other? L'omar l'cha kol sheyesh lo Trumot U'Masrot ve'no notnan l'kohen, sof nitzrach l'kohen al yedei ishto. If he doesn't value the Kohen for the right reason, so he'll end up valuing the Kohen for a very poor reason. He'll need the Kohen to be Matir's wife, to bring the Minchat Kanaut. Shenemar ve'ish et kedoshav lo yihiyu. A man's kachim should be his. It continues on ish asher yiten la kohen lo yiyeh. And then it says ish ish ki tisteishto. So clearly there's some kind of connection of the mice of seita to the dinim of giving to a kohen. Uchsi ve'yiyeh ish at ishto la kohen. V'lo'od ela l'sof shenitzrach lehem. It's worse. What happens is, in the end, he'll be the one that needs the miser, because he's going to become poor. As it says, v'ishet kedoshav lo yiyu. That'll be what he's got, what he used to give for miser. Omer Nachum Ayitzkan, on the other hand, im natnan, if he takes off his jars of misers, which reminds me, Rabbanei, I keep forgetting, so I don't think your sugar idea is going to work. You have to redo it. Because sugar doesn't have a din of a pri. Isaiah the Alma for him, according to most.
It has to be pre.
Sure, it has to be pre. It's good to redo it, just in case. Anyway, continuing. So, the imnatan sof mit asher. In the end, he's going to become rich. Shinemar ish asher yitin lakrein lo yiyeh. He's going to have a lot. Lo yiyeh mamon harbe. Omre vuna barachya mishum rabbe yalozer hakafar. Somebody who takes God's name together with his own at the time that he's in Tzoras. Rashi says is that he says Baruch Dayan Emet. Most of the Balei Kabbalah understand this as meaning that when someone is mispalel for his own tsar, he's mishatef the tsar of the Shechina. As he recognizes that any individual tsar is part of an overall breakdown in Sidrei Bereishis, which is very tsar l'shchina. And what he really, I mean, this sounds very esoteric, but the truth is, in a deep way, when people are personally in pain, like we say to another, we say, "Betov shar ve'litzion v'Yerushalayim." That's not a zilzal in his pain, on the contrary, that's a deepening, recognizing that there's something wrong with the world in which this happens. A person's pain is really not personal. It's much deeper when it's universal. He recognizes that there's a tsar in the Shechina when the Bria doesn't work. So if he faces life in that way, and that's how he looks at his own tsaras, then the end is that he has a very particular tsar, which is koflim lo parnasato. Interesting thing. His income, or his general parnas, is doubled. Because it says, v'haya shadai bitzarecha. If you incorporate the Shem Hashem in your tsar, v'chesef toafot lach, you will have kesef toafot. Toafot is the targum of kefel. V'chafalta, lashon of tashlum and kefel, is translated in the targum as ta'if. So apparently toafot means doubling.
So you better not have zero.
Yeah, that would be a problem.
That's what this tailor did. He wasn't making any money. He was open on Shabbos. They told him, stop, close on Shabbos, go to the shul. He knew that he did. So then he opened a new store. He took the Kodesh Baruch Hu as his partner, Lord and Taylor.
Well.
He did very well. Baruch Atah, you know, 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 you Reb Shmuel Bar Nachmeni omer parnasato me'ofefet lo ketzipor. His parnas will fly away. That's the Lashon Tohafot, means it will take off. So kesef tohafot, his parnas will take off. Omer Tabi, Omer Reb Yosha, kol amar hapeh atzma b'divrei Torah, ein bo koach la'amod b'yom tzara. Somebody who becomes careless and loses his intensity of his concern for divrei Torah, when tough times come, he won't have the energy to stand. Shenemar hitrapita, did you become weakened? Biyom tzara tzar kochacha. Then on a tough day, you'll find your own response tough. Omer Abami bar Mato, Omer Shmuel, afil mitzvah achat. This doesn't mean necessarily divrei Torah bechlal. Even if there's one mitzvah, hitrapita. It's a mikoma kom. It doesn't say about what. Omer Ab Safra, Rabbi Avu havi mishtoi. Rebbe was telling us over the story that Kishiyarad Hananya ben Achi Rebbe Yehoshua Legola. And he was basically the Gadol Hador at the time that he left Eretz Yisrael. Hayama Aber Shanim Vikovea Chadashim B'chutz La'aretz. He continued his activities, which he had been responsible in Eretz Yisrael, to take care of the calendar. And even though you're not supposed to do this in Chutz La'aretz, because it's a Shechinah Tidrasho, and has to be Dafka, the place where his Shechinah is, nonetheless, he felt that there was no one else that could handle the complex job, and he continued to do it even after he moved above. Shigru acharav shnei Talmidei Chachamim, so they sent two Talmidei Chachamim, Rabbi Yossi ben Kippur, and Zechariah ben Kavutal, the famous Zechariah ben Kavutal's grandson, Ben Bino. And they sent these guys to him to make a mecha'a that people shouldn't follow. Kivan shira'al tam. So when Ruchemania sees them, he says to them, oh, why'd you come? Lama batem? They said, what do you mean? You're the God of Lador. We came to learn Torah by you. Lilmot Torah banu. And so, naturally, yeah, he let everybody know these guys are the most important people in the world. I mean, you know, these, of course, they came to learn by me, but, you know. As it says in the Mishnah, Zechariah ben Kavutal omer, harbeit pa'amim kariti lefanav, b'sefer Daniel, to the Kohen Gadol, on the evening of Yom HaKippurim. Anyways, everybody comes to the Beis HaMedrash to meet the new Talmidim of the Rav. So, so he gets up, Rav Hananya, and he says, such and such a thing is Tamei. They stand up and say, no, it's Tor. He says, this is Asur. They jump up and they say, no, this is Mutter. So he starts spreading the word, these guys are phonies, they know what they're talking about. Anashim alolo shal shoveim, shal tohim, pay no attention to the idiots. So they said to him, it's too late. Kvar banita, you already built this up. Yata yachol listor, nobody's going to believe you now. Should have thought of that before. Kvar gadarta, yata yachol lifrotz, you already made us so important, who's going to believe you? Marlahem, so he said, so why are you acting like this? Because if you're the way you're acting, it's necessary to take the floor out from under you. Marlahem, well, even Rabbi Akiva did that. Hello, Akiva ben Yosef, obviously it's mutter under certain circumstances. So they sent him, of course. But how do you bring a raya from Rabbi Akiva? Anach Rabbi Akiva. Shloiniach kemoto b'Eretz Yisrael. There was no one as great as Rabbi Akiva back in Eretz Yisrael. Omar lahem, so he said, it's exactly the same thing. I know when I left, I didn't leave behind anybody that was my level. Afani lohinachti kemoti b'Eretz Yisrael. Omrulo, well, that might have been true at the time. But the kids have grown horns. Gedim sheinachta nasu tayashim. They're now. What did I say?
You
used the ratio. I did? Yeah. Oh, okay. Balei karnayim. So they've got big, dangerous horns now, and I would be careful. Ve'im shugrunu etzlecha, they sent us to you. And they gave us the following words to give you as a message. V'chein amulam. L'chu v'imulo b'shmenu. Tell him in our name to stop this. Im shomea mutav. And if he does not listen, we put him into nidui, and then you should tell the people that have been listening to him, im lula achenu shebegola, tell them to stop paying any attention to him, im shomim mutav, v'im lav, if they don't want to listen to us, we have a very good idea for them. Yalula har, they can choose some local mountain, and then they can bring the Rosh HaGolah over there, Achia, let him build a new Mizbeach, and then this Hananiah fellow who's been keeping himself as the Gadol HaDor, he could become the new King David, you know, Gain Bekinor, you know, walk around on his long robes, and he can sing, and I'm sure everybody will be happy. And then they can all have a song, they should sing together, Ein Lanu Chelek Veloke Yisrael.
Oh boy.
And they started using those horns already. Huh? So, Miyad, go, Kolam, Bivachi, everybody bursts out into tears. My God, what's going on? Yeshvan Uchelet, but okay, Yisrael, how can you say this? Vikokach Lomani, what? This is pretty vicious. What was going on over here? Mishum Shinemar, Ki Mitzion, Tetze Torah, Udvar Hashem Yerushalayim. Lamaisa, this is strange, because the Gemara darshans the Isser being Ma'aver Chodashim from the Pasuk of Lishchino to Joshua. This is a completely different Pasuk. Lishchino to Mishchina in Yehuda. Not from Kimitzion Tetze Torah. I mean, what's Kimitzion Tetze Torah is very sweet, and it's Pasuk Yishayahu, but it's not, why are we bringing it? It seems that the Gemara held that the question of the Isser, the Heter, would not have justified this type of vicious response. And that the point of the response was indeed creating the Ir HaKadosh of Borough Park. That's the problem. In other words, there was a sense here that they were moving away from the centrality of Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim. That was the question. If Lomaisa, there's no Hakpada on the idea of the Shekhinah, the Sheikh Noted Rosh. So then it would end up that there would be no Tzion and no Dvar Hashem Yerushalayim.
So what exactly did he do?
He set up the calendar, and he was machriz when Rosh Chodesh was, and whether it's a leap year or not. Now, I mean, for him to say something is Torah, and they say it's Tamim, it's okay. They're saying the Chumrah. Well, I understand what I mean. You can't just say, okay, it's Tor, and he says it's tummy. I mean, he's going to say it's tummy, hey, Matari. Now, I mean, even if you hold that's true, you're not allowed to do that. You can't say something's Tor, because even if Mitzad Adina would be Tor, the fact that somebody paskined on this, that it's tummy, gives it a halach of tuma. The same thing is true, Asari. He said such a piece of meat was awesome. You can't now be matir that because the meat became usher. In chaveiro rishai lahatir. So how can you do that? It's talking about whether is something to be matir, not where it's a question of what halacha is. You can argue on halacha. Kasavei ki echdelo nigru batrei. Obviously, this was a very special anhaga, which was not normally acceptable. This is part of our overall, is the end of our overall concern for defining things in such a way to take into consideration where the future is going, despite the fact that at the time it seems outrageous. So there's all of the Yanhogas that we saw here are in a sense outrageous, from Eliyahu, Hara Carmel, from Boaz, and not wanting to teach Torah and so on. But the idea over here is you need to take into consideration the eight. There's such a thing as a time. And at times, someone who's a chacham sees where the times are heading.
The Gemara thinks that Dorador, his only problem was that he was Had he just gone abroad and be a
would have been fine.
The only problem was the...
Of course, I mean, we still get what I mean. We always ask Chas V'Shalom that he was thrown out. They were warning, well, where this would lead to. That's what they're saying. You think this is a joke. But the end result is that this is what's going to happen. It'll set up basically another religion. So it'll be an analog to Judaism. You'll have your Beis Hamikdash, it'll be whatever, 770, I mean, whatever. You'll have your thing, but it won't be.
What's such a thing, Beis
Hamikdash? Yeah, of course.
Why is Gimel HaChodesh such a terrible thing?
Because it's the mocker of the Hanhog of how Klal Yisrael deals with reality. That's the central issue, is how you view time. Right? HaKodesh HaZalachem. That's the first mitzvah that's given to Yisrael. To define your place in the world. Sod HaYibur and so on. Tanu Rabbanan. Kishenechnesu Rabotenu LeKerem BeYavna. Which everyone knows is a place in Barnea's neighborhood. Ayusham. Ayusham. Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Nechemya. Rabbi Eliezer Ben Osha. Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Ubanei HaKohen, Upaschu Kulam Bechvod HaTzanya, there were people there, Tamidei Chachomim, that had them in their homes while they came to Yavne, Vidorshu, and they said a drasha in the kovod of Tamidei Chachomim and those who ma'aksein Tamidei Chachomim.
That's not when they first came to you, it means continuously.
This was apparently when they had first come, and they were putting them up somewhere. Yeah.
After Hadrian,
when things got really tough,
even though
everybody was forced into
Yavne much earlier.
Yes, of course. Pasach Rabbi Yehuda Rosh Hamedabrim b'chol makom. We know that Rabbi Yehuda was called the Rosh Hamedabrim because the Romans appointed him Rosh Hamedabrim. Because of his argument with Rav Shimon bar Yochai before the Lag BaOmer story and so on. Go right ahead.
Since Rav Yehuda says that Sachat Ashbachav, so he's Mekatzer, so then anybody else knows that he's Mekatzer.
One of his famous verses. He appointed him always the Rosh Hamadabra. He said it all in three words.
Which Rav Yehuda is it?
No. This the Rebbe Rabbi Eloy, is it? I think, right? You should know. It's your neighborhood, you know, remember? I believe it's Rebbe Rabbi Eloy. So he was the Rosh Hamedabrim b'chol makom. That's who argues with Rabbi Shimon, right? It's Rebbe Yehuda who held the Rosh Hashanah Miskatonim.
One of the five.
Men? That is funny. Yeah. So he was Pesach B'chvei Teira. And he said like this. It says in the Pasuk, Moshe Yikach Et Ha'Oil, V'Natalo Lichutz L'Machaneh. And then it continues on to say, V'Haya Kol Mevakesh Hashem Yetzei El Ol Moed, which Ol Moed? The Ol Moed Hashem Lichutz L'Machaneh. That was Moshe's home. Became the Ol Moed. V'Alo Dvorim Kal V'Chomer. If the Oren Hashem, which was with Moshe, this is not the Oren that was in the Beit, in the Mishkan yet, but it was the Oren that was holding the original, the Luchas. Shaloi Amarucha Kalashneim Asar Mil, the maximum distance you'd have to go, was right outside the Machna, it was 12 kilometers. Nonetheless, the Torah considers anyone who went out to the Oren of Moshe, Imavakish Hashem, Vayakom Mevakish Hashem, Yitzei al ol moed. So Tamidei Chachomim, who consider a 12-kilometer trip to be basically a stroll in the woods, I mean, they go meir leir, medina lelmot Torah. They could go across the world to learn Torah. So lachas kama v'kama that they are called mevakshe Hashem. Furthermore, it says v'diber Hashem al Moshe panim al panim. What does it mean, panim al panim? That doesn't mean literally panim al panim, because it says lo yiru panai. I mean, v'chai, it's impossible to be panim al panim. So what it must mean is, Amar Yitzchak Malo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, Moshe, ani v'ata nazbir panim la'alacha. Let's learn together, have some kishmak. That's the meaning of panim al panim. Igri Amar Kacha Malo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, kishem sh'ani izbati lacha panim, Kachata has bare panim li Yisrael, ve'achzer ha'oel mekomo. The reason that it says over here, the panim, el panim bedavka, is because it's a response to Moshe Rabbeinu's moving the ohel out. He's saying, look, Moshe, I was nice to you. I treated you very nicely over there, panim. Same way I was nice to you, you should be nice to Klal Yisrael. Put this ohel back where it belongs. And that is why it says, v'shav el hamachane, and that is followed by Misharato Yashua ben Munar, lo yamish mitocha ohel. What's the connection? So Omer Rabbi Abu, first HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, look, I mean, what are people going to feel? Akshav Yomura, Rav Bekas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was angry at us, HaTalmid Bekas, and Moshe is angry at us. Who are we going to turn to? Yisroel Matei Aleihem. So I'm warning you right now, either you put the ohel back, HaTam Makzir Ohel Makomo, then okay, mutar. And if not, you know, the rest of the Pasuk, Yoshua ben Nun Nar, I got your replacement waiting in the wings, baby. Yoshua ben Nun Talmidcha, he will be Misharei Tachtecha. V'hainu Dechtiv, that's why it says, afterwards, the V'shav Al HaMachaneh, Omar Rav HaFalpikim Lo Yatsa HaDavar LaVatala. The truth is that even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu warned him in that sense, but it really was that way. B'Sharto Yoshua ben Nun Nar Lo Yomish Mitoch Ho'o. Because of that, indeed, Yoshua ben Nun was Zoche to be there at the time that Moshe Rabbeinu would learn with the Shechinah. V'yod Pasach Rav Yehuda B'Chavot Torah V'Dorash. Haskeit U'Shema Yisrael. Hayom Hazeni Yetel Am. Now, this Pasach Haskeit U'Shema Yisrael was said at the end of 40 years. After Kabbalat HaTorah, V'chibyoto Hayom Nitzna Torah V'Yisrael Alolata Hayom So Far Ba'im Shanaya. This was Moshe Rabbeinu's last day. So what are we saying today? You have become an Am. They became an army. It was the day you stood on Har Sinai, the Kabbal de Torah. I mean, what is Moshe now giving the Torah again? Ela lelamdecha shechavivat Torah lomdeh bechol yom v'yom, yom shenitna mihar Sinai. This teaches you that the Torah is always new and fresh to those who learn it. You want to see how you can experience the same thing? Teda. This brings us all the way back to the opening of the Masechta. And the relationship of Kriyat Shema to Divrei Torah, which we pointed out as an early theme. Teda, Shayadam Korei Kriyat Shema Shachrit V'Arvit. The person every single day, he says Kriyat Shema in the morning, he says Kriyat Shema in the evening. And then, Erev Echad Eino Korei. One night he forgets to say Kriyat Shema. Domek Emisha Lo Kara Kriyat Shema Mi'olam. He feels, oh my God, like he's bereft. Well, he missed one day of Kriyat Shema out of thousands of days. What's the big deal? But it's a big deal, right? So that's the pshat, that a person has a completely new relationship every single day to the Divrei Torah. Haskeit Ushma, what's that? Haskeit is a lotion of kitot. Make yourself kitot, which is asu kitot kitot v'yiskuba Torah. Make chaburais to learn Torah. And don't do the daf yomi all on your own. It's good to have a group of people learning together. What's the meaning of the pasuk that says there should be a sword to those who sit alone and they get messed up? This is cherev al soneim shalpun tamidei chachamim. This is a euphemism, of course. Sheyoshvim bad bevad v'oskim b'torah. But those Talmidei Chachamim who sit all alone and won't share with others and don't have a chavrusa to discuss things with, they are should be affected by the sword. They become stupid. Because it says over here, v'no'alu. No'alu means to be dumb. Like it says, Asher no'alnu. The truth is, no'alu means worse than just dumb. Because it comes in the context of Asher no'alnu v'asher chatanu. So it means al shechotim. They end up sinning because of their separation. Ibay semimiyach noalu soret soan, which is clearly a noalu over there is a sense of doing ra. Davaracher, another way of understanding haskeit is a lashon of kitita, to crush something, to crush yourselves. That's kititu atzvachem al divrei Torah. Put yourselves out and become personally crushed at the effort that you make. The only way that you'll remember what you learned is where you commit yourself to your learning to the extent that it really, really comes first, and you don't allow yourself to relax and take off from it and do it with laziness and so on, but you kill yourself over it. You say, Shem, I killed myself for that test. Shem, Zot HaTorah, Adam Ki Yamut Ba'Ohel. Where do you find Zot HaTorah? Adam Ki Yamut Ba'Ohel. Someone who dies in the tent of Torah. Davarachar Haskeit Ushma Yisrael means Haskeit. Has means first be quiet. To be quiet means to bracket yourself and to learn to listen. And then katet, then grind what you've learned in your own way. Very difficult thing nowadays. Nobody wants to bracket themselves. You know. There's a psychological concept called bracketing. You have to learn something. You have to first make like you're a nobody. Bracket your own resources to learn to has. Learn to hear first. And then katet, and then grind it up. And it's like Rava says, the Omer Rava, Olam yilmod adam Torah, ve'achakach ye'eged. Many people like to have a response right away, have something to say. So here's something, I have to now put it into my own words. You put it into your own words, you never learn anything. Because you hear what it is you already are programmed to hear. So there's no possible way for you to grow out of it. First you need to be has, and then katet. Amri devei rabbiane, mai dechtiv, ki mitz chalav yotzi chema, mitz af yotzi dam. Mitz apayim yotzi riv. What is all of this mitz business? It means like this. Mitz chalav, b'miyata motzei, the chema, yotzi chema. Only somebody who took the milk that he was motzeitz, and he vomits it out. So he squeezes out the milk that he had at his mother's breast, and then he learns to create butter. But you don't get butter if you're still interested in being suckled. So in other words, you need to spit it out, grow up, stop looking for what makes you feel nice and secure, like at your mommy's breast. And then you'll be motzi chema shel Torah. Mitz af yotzi dam. What's the term? Mitz af. Mitz af is a lashon of anger. So someone who is motzeitz, the anger of his rav, pa'am rishona, one time, mitz af. Very often people, they can't put up with him. Rabbi Akiva said, I got beat so many times. Akiva's 40 years old, he's beaten up. I mean, it's very, very inappropriate. But that's the point, that's part of the bracketing idea. Somebody who tolerates the anger of his rav, vishotek, and he accepts it, zocher, to dam, meaning he's zocher lachin bein dam tamei ledam tahor. And what's mitzapayim is double af. Yotzi riv. Kol talmid shekoes alav rabo pa'am rishona v'shnia v'shotek. Zocher lachin bein dinei momonut o dinei nefashot. Dinei momonut, as we know, is a higher degree of insight. Ditznan Rabbi Yishmael Amel harotzeh shitchakem yasok b'dinei momonut. To be able to get the shadings of every last element of deals, contracts, and the complex instruments that are used for financial transactions and interrelationship of people who have both rights and responsibilities that are always at odds with each other, the place to find it is in Dinei Momonos. Omer Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, my dechtiv, in navalta beitnase, vim zamota, yad lepe. What does this mean? In navalta, somebody who made himself into a nevela, basically. It's menabelat smal divrei Torah. Makes a fool of himself when it comes to divrei Torah. He's not embarrassed to ask something he doesn't know, even though everybody's smirking at him, and so on. So for litnase, he will become great. Vim zamalta, zamota means Zamam, it means he puts a zamama around him, he shuts himself up, he puts a muzzle over himself. Yad lepeh. When they ask you what, you'll say, duh. You know, you'll put your finger to your mouth, you won't know what to say. Potach Rav Nechemya b'chvod Aksanya. Rav Nechemya, who spoke next, spoke about the Chvod HaTzanya and not the Chvod HaTera, the way Rav Yehuda did it. And he said, "My dechsev, Vayomer Shaul El Hakeni." When Shaul was about to destroy Amalek, he spoke to the descendants of Yitro, and he said to them, "Lechur Suru Redu Mitoch Amaleki, Peno Sifchaimo, Vata Sita Chesed in Kol Bnei Yisrael." You, meaning your great great grandfather Yitro, did Chesed. Alo Dvarim Kavafomer, Uma Yitro Shelo Karav Et Moshe Elo Lechvod Atzmo. Yisro got to the top of the heap by being Makariv Moshe. Nonetheless, for Deres and Deres, he's viewed as the Aksanya. Amareya Tamid Chacham, Betoch Betoch, Umachilo, Mashkeo, Maneum Nechosov, somebody who brings a Tamachokum into his home and cares for him and shares his property with him. Halachat Kama Vekama, imagine the generations of Zechus that he gets from such a thing.
Two questions, please. What does it mean that he only did it with Chvod Atzmo?
I'm impressed. Things are definitely improving.
I'm announcing in advance with my structure.
That you noticed in advance that you were about to ask two questions.
Right. And secondly, Rashi in the Sefer Chesed Sheikh Ilam is indicating that Yisrael hosted this meal rather than being a guest.
No, not necessarily. It could be that originally the Kirva to Moshe, because he wanted Moshe to marry his daughter. So the whole thing basically took, right? Why didn't you invite him in? Because he sensed immediately. I mean, that's as Rashi says. I mean, I know of some famous stories at the well. How come you didn't take advantage of the big well? Hmm? I mean, that's where all the action is. Better bring him over to the house, because Moreach Moshe Machel, in order basically to have the advantage of Moshe. In the end, Umaisa, we view him as being native to Bnei Yisrael and so on because of that. Right? It all goes back to looking for your own advantage. So somebody's Mareach Tamid Chachim, he doesn't look to advantage for himself. What was the second question?
He's hosting this meal? It wasn't a meal done in honor, he's hosting.
Yes, not necessarily. I'm saying that what we're looking back is how did it start originally?
That's why my question is from the Rashi.
Now you're going back to Barneyisms.
Means he's hosting that meal.
That's the story. Don't know. I mean, just the way I mean, I don't know what the riot would be with the host of the meal. The Torah's favor, the Caribbean.
But, Moshe's Mishamish, all the other things indicated.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm looking to it. But, I mean, the way it's said, ultimately, it comes back to Karvis Moshe before Atzma. Although the Maisa does say over there that he was Mishabim to Moshe. Rashi brings it. He's Mishabim Moshe. Everybody was saying that he's the Chosin Moshe. He's the Chotanosha Melech. Maybe. Yes, maybe the Ariel saying it's his garment. So they were eating the shlomim because he had the garment for his gavers and so on. That's a good point. Maybe that's the point. That's what they were eating, the garment. I like that chant. Good. Okay. So now we have all of the picture. Thank you both. Shukrach. Pasuk Reb Yosi before that Sanya Vedarish. Lot Ta'eva Adonai. Now, this business of ger hayita b'artzo, I mean, it was not exactly the most pleasant experience. I mean, first of all, when they first even allowed the Jews to settle into Mitzrayim, that's clear, because Paro, the first thing he says, instead of just a welcome, he says, wait until the second meeting to say that. I mean, he can't control himself. Clearly, his drive was to make use of the Bnei Yisrael. He figured if Yosef managed to do so much, get a couple of additional ones, you know, we can double the economy. So Kach, and nonetheless, he's Zocha to a Pasuk that asers all of their children from having the wrong attitude towards the Mitzrayim. So, Ma'areach Talmid Chacham Betoch Beito Ma'achilo Mashkeo Ma'aneo Menechasav Alachat Kama Vekama. Pozach Rabbi Eliezer Benosh Rabbi Yossi Aglili Bechvot Aksani V'Darash V'Yivarech Hashem Et Oved Edom Ba'avur Aaron Elohim. So after the Aaron was in the home of Oved Edom Hagiti, it says that God blessed him. We'll see later on what the blessing was. Ba'halo Devarim Kal V'chomer. I mean, if the Aaron, but what does the Aaron do? The Aaron basically sits in the garage. I mean, what's the, doesn't eat, doesn't drink. All he did was he cleaned up a bit. Kibed, Ravatz the Fanav. Nonetheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him a broth. Amaria Talmid Chacham B'tov Beito, the Talmud Chacham does eat. Mashkeir, he's Makhtiva, Mashkeir Manim Rechassad. Alachat Kama V'kama. Umahi Birchato SheBercho, what was the brocha that Hashem gave to Oved Edom? The fact that it says, Amar Vida Bar Zvira, this refers to his wife, whose name was Chomos, and eight daughter-in-laws that he had, Vishmona Chaloteha, who clearly had all together, each one of them, Sheyoldu Shisha Bekeresechad. They all had six children at one time, Shenemar. As it says in the Pasuk, it lists the... It lists all of his descendants. It says Amiel, Ashishi, Yisachar, Shvi'i. Then Pu'ulta is Hashmini ki Berecho Elokim, and then says Kol Eile Mibnei Oved Edom Hema Uvenehem Ve'achehem Ish Chayil B'Keach La'Avoda Shishim U'Shnayim LoOved Edom. Altogether 62. For Oved Edom. So there it's listing all the children of Oved Edom and lists eight, his wife being now the ninth. If you add them all together, you get 54 if all of them had six at one time. And then he had the original eight who married these people all together. It's 62 for Oved Edom. This is, follows the story of the broch of the base Oved Edom. So apparently he did pretty well for himself. Okay.
It's a pleasure to see you.
You want to start planning?
Yes, let's. We will bring what tomorrow?
Tomorrow?
Tomorrow? That's why the plot is shorter.